talking about families. And
so Saturday morning, I went to the ghetto, and there was a lot more people in the streets than there usually was, because usually you might count maybe a dozen in that area. There's not too many people who walk around the ghetto, not that early in the morning, because there's some drive-bys that still happen. People just don't get out that early. But I saw a lot of people walking around, and I was like, then I started recognizing that these were families that you have blessed. But what they were doing, they did a march around that whole block where that grocery store is. They went around it 7 times. And I found that out later. But I saw them walking around, and I noticed that they had Bibles in their hands. And I was like, Lord, what are they doing? He says, they're praying. They're praying that God continues to bless the ghetto. Because a lot of people don't go there to go just drive around through there. It's like, no, that's a dangerous area, really. But that's their home, you know? It's like, that's where they live. And so they thought, if God told people to walk around the walls for how many days, how many hours, whatever, and they would fall, then we're gonna do the same thing for our community. We're gonna walk around it 7 times, pray over it, anoint it, and let God bless it. And so I parked the truck with no music blasting, because usually I blast a lot of Christian music in that area. But I turned off the whole system, I pulled up to the parking lot, I got out, I walked around to the south, and then on the southeast corner, that's where the picnic tables, and that's where all the families always end up. And they were there praying. You can hear them praying. They're praying for the people that were walking around seven times in that whole block. And they were praying for the future of their groceries for the day, like future blessings, like what could happen next week or 2 weeks, whatever blessings come. Thank you for all the blessings that are coming to us in the future. And so there was like, our faith needs to be established in Lydia prayed, we need our faith to be established in God's word, not in man's word. We got to rely on God. And God has supplied Blue Mustang to bless families so we could have groceries. So bless Blue Mustang, Lord, wherever he is. Lord, I just pray you keep him safe and bless his family. And then let these two families know that help is coming. Let them keep the faith. Even though if Sonny doesn't show up today, let them keep the faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Then they sing Amazing Grace. And I still hadn't showed up. I still didn't come around the corner.
I was hiding in the bushes.
I was listening to what they were talking and singing. Mm-hmm. And once they got done singing Amazing Grace, then Lydia's father said, hey, go and see if Sonny's truck is out there, because I got a feeling he's here. So she went around the building and she came right in front of me. She goes, oh, hallelujah, Sonny's here. She started shouting hallelujah and praising God and telling everybody. And then she grabbed my hand and walked me around the corner. And Sonny was around the corner. He was listening to us, but he didn't want to interrupt. But Sonny's been here a long time listening to us worshiping the Lord and praying out loud. It's like, he's here. And the two families that were there, they were brother and sister, you know, and then their families, their husband and wife, and they were like praising God. They started crying just knowing that I was already there, because now they could go and buy groceries. And Lydia's like, they're going to be able to get ice cream today, because they've been missing ice cream. And they're gonna have toast, French toast for breakfast today. And then it's like, they already had a breakfast planned out, but there was still no money, you know, nothing to be able to buy that stuff. But as soon as they saw me, those two families ran over to me. I didn't know them at all. And they just hugged me like they've known me forever. cried. I prayed over them. They prayed over you, Blue Mustang, and your family, and then they prayed over me. And then they thanked the Lord for the groceries they were about to receive. And they, I never seen so many people so thankful. So as soon as I got done praying with them, all the people that were walking, the whole group that was walking around seven times, they all got done praying seven times around that block, around that ghetto area, they all came over. And they just started worshiping the Lord like you wouldn't believe. And it was just so beautiful to see a community that looks really, if you drove by there, you would think, oh my goodness.
So most of the people were in there were the families that
all the they were blessed. Yes, all
so we really have changed their lives.
Oh yes, yeah. Every single one that have you been blessed, they were all there praying for that area and for the two families that were there. And they came over, they saw my truck, but they came over and they were just crying, praising God. And each family had saved, like, one family had $50, some had $20, $10 that was given to the two families. Even though I had already blessed them with the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, with the money, $150 each, they still handed a little more to those families to get them, so they could get a little more stuff. And they were so thankful. Oh my goodness. And one of the guys, one of the husbands that, of one of the families that got blessed, he said, you know what we're gonna go do today? We're gonna get our bikes and we're gonna go at the Burger King, and I'm gonna have a double Whopper, double cheese, man. I've been craving one like crazy. And so they were gonna go get a double Whopper, double cheese, man. They were just so excited to be able to get groceries. I just love that. And then the manager of the store came out with $20 gift cards for all everybody that was there so they could get something whenever they wanted. See how God changes that whole community? Yeah. Brought hope to them. Their faith has been built up. Now that they don't still rely on men, they rely on God to answer their prayer and His timing, not theirs. That's what's so beautiful about that, man. Just, and you know, that was the first time, the first Saturday, that there was no drive-by shooting close, so where you could hear shooting. I didn't hear not one. That was a miracle from God.
That take care of that one then?
Yep. That was